Bombings in and around Baghdad today killed at least 8 people. There were 2 explosions in commercial areas. A third bomb struck a convoy of Shiite militiamen. Shiite militias have become influential as they fight against the extremist Sunni militants with the so-called Islamic State. Last June, when ISIS took control of the city of Tikrit, Iraqi authorities claimed that ISIS militants slaughtered as many as 1,700 Shiite soldiers and threw their bodies in a mass grave. Well, now that ISIS has been forced out of that city, forensic teams are trying to uncover the extent of the crime. The BBC's Ian Pinnell has watched the teams at work, and a warning, his story contains graphic descriptions that may upset some people.
Metal posts are being driven into the grounds of Saddam Hussein's former palace in Tikrit. The sprawling complex became a giant U.S. military base, Camp Spiker. Then it was handed over to the Iraqis until last June, when it was overrun by ISIS.
This is the dental and this is the nose.
Abdominal?
Chest.
They found 20 or 15 in one place. They buried them together, so their bones were mixed together.
Appalling videos from the time show hundreds of young soldiers being rounded up and forcibly marched to their death. 1,700 of them are believed to have been massacred. The metal posts are for signs commemorating where they lie.
We've been brought to a site where we've been told that the soldiers were brought. Some of them were beheaded, some were shot, and their bodies were kicked over the edge into the river. And we've seen pictures of some of those that have been recovered. The place has now become a shrine with a number of different flags flying. Soldiers come here to pray, to chant. Families come here to grieve.
We can see here, that's the place of killing. And you can see here, that's the blood.
Dr. Basil Al-Araiji is helping to recover and identify the remains.
What do you think about what happened here?
What can we say? It's a slaughter. It's a mass slaughter, a mass grave.
And will you have revenge?
We don't need revenge. There is a God. He will take his judgment. But this matters will stay here and their soul here. And we always came here to say the human not do these things, and we must build our country by peace. But this place must be always remembered.
At times, it feels as though Iraq has lost its moral compass. We watch Shia paramilitaries honor their dead comrades and prepare for the battles ahead. Power in Iraq now lies with groups like this and ISIS, making the plan to heal sectarian differences ever harder. So the prospect of peace seems remote, and the only thing that seems guaranteed is further death and displacement.
I'm walking over a metal pontoon bridge. The sun's high and there's a strong wind blowing sand across this area. It's an astonishing scene. Just as I'm talking, there's an old lady and what looks like her granddaughter wearing a purple top being pushed along in a heavy metal cart by porters who've gathered at this scene. There are streams and streams of families. Children are being held aloft. People are trying to carry all their possessions, suitcases, livestock, vegetables, and they've been streaming across this bridge to the other side towards Baghdad and safety over the last few days. The Americans and the Iraqi government have been touting their success in pushing back Islamic State in Iraq. But from where I'm standing, it doesn't look much like success. An old lady slumped on the floor cries, wondering what she's done to deserve her fate. Umm Mohammed is one of more than 100,000 people who fled the march of ISIS into Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's Sunni heartland.
For the last 5 months, we've been traveling from place to place. What have we done wrong? Tell me. We are peaceful Iraqis. Does America accept this? Do other countries accept this? This is unjust. It's been a tragedy since the Saddam era. We weren't happy about what Saddam Hussein did. How can we accept the same thing happening to us?
For more than a week, government soldiers have been fighting back in Ramadi, just as American troops did almost 10 years ago. Some residents have been able to return home, but many can't. Iraqi forces remain weak and struggle to hold ground against a hardened and ruthless enemy. The battle against Islamic State is proving far slower and harder than anyone imagined. It's not the picture of progress many like to paint.
The BBC's Ian Pinnell reporting from Iraq. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Here and Now.